Great to have your company. 12 minutes after 6 o'clock. We're about 40 minutes away from the first group here at the Australian Ladies Classic actually teeing off. There's great prize money up for grabs. And, of course, we mentioned 144 ladies lining up for this title. It's going to be Sunday afternoon. It's going to be an early finish, maybe because of some weather. But they're going to be finishing tapping in at about 2 o'clock on the Sunday afternoon. We're really hopeful that Rebecca Artis is in that final group come the weekend and maybe tapping in to win this title after a good performance here last year. Rebecca Artis joins us on set here at Bonneville. Hey,
morning.
Rebecca.
How are you?
Yeah, really good to have your company.
Nice and early.
Yeah, I know. What do you feel when you wake up and you see this sort of, well, I was going to say light drizzle, Loz, but it looks a little bit worse than that.
Yeah, it's a bit miserable this morning, but I suppose the first thing is professional golfers, we're addicted to the weather forecast.
Yeah,
so we open our eyes and the first thing we do is look at the radar. So we all think we are professional weather forecasters. But what can you do about it?
Yeah.
It's not heavy enough rain that it'll send the greens underwater.
No.
And there's no thunder and lightning,
no.
So out we go.
And I suppose that's the challenge of golf, isn't it? To play in all different conditions and try and nail it in different conditions.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's no different to showing up, you know, and it's howling wind. You're just something that you deal with over the years. You get better at it.
What about this course, though? I mean, I've only been here twice, but every time I turn up and I look out over the 18th, it just looks very...
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It looks like Augusta.
Yeah, it's a stunning golf course.
Yeah.
It really is. There's a lot of really good golf holes out here. It's a very enjoyable golf course to play.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. When you've finished tied sixth last year, if you've played well at one particular course and you come back, do you get a warm, fuzzy feeling?
Yeah, you do. You do find over the years that you tend to play well at the same golf courses each year, whether it's just something little as it suits your eye or you tend to be able to see the lines on the greens. The putts might drop for you at a particular golf course. Me personally, I'd prefer to putt on bent greens. This week they're some form of Bermuda, but I did play well here last year, so hopefully a few putts will drop over the next couple of days.
Ask our turf expert over here, Loz, because...
Yeah, as we found out the other day, an ex-greenkeeper.
Yes, in our former life. I don't think he ever struck a blow, Rebecca.
No, I was a gun. Apprentice of the year, I was up for it one stage.
I tell you what, reading those greens yesterday with the grain, I don't think you had any idea.
No, I didn't, actually.
Actually, the greens were... I thought they were better yesterday than what they were last year. Yeah. The greenkeepers done an outstanding job here. They've got rid of a bit of the grain in the green, so I was impressed.
Well, you forget how much work goes on for a tournament, don't you? It never stops.
Absolutely.
The staff have been out there from 3 o'clock this morning doing the work. They're in the bunkers and that now.
Yeah.
And left at about, 8 last night?
Oh, they were still here last night, when we were leaving. Terry and I, we love getting away, all right? We love our wives. We love our wives, but we love, getting away on a bit of a road trip every now and again. Now, I believe your husband's your caddy.
Yes.
So how does that go?
It goes all right. It can get interesting at times. Interesting is probably a kind way to put it. Jeff's been caddying for me now for 9 years or so.
Yeah.
We have our moments.
Oh.
But we always say the highs are high and the lows can be low.
Yeah.
It can be challenging, but we're quite good at separating professionalism on the golf course and then husband and wife. When we leave, we often play in a pro-am and we'll get to the end of the pro-am day and the guys will go, oh, you guys are husband and wife? So that's always our goal, so that no one really knows the relationship out there other than player caddy.
I don't know how I could go with my wife telling me what to do. She does anyhow, but
that's
it's on the golf course.
It sort of goes without saying. We mentioned it just the top of the program, but it's a crackerjack field. It's very international. It's an important event, not only for Coffs Harbour. It's great to see New South Wales government getting behind this event, by the way, and obviously the entire community gets behind it as well. But be a nice one to win.
Yeah, it's always a goal to win on home soil, anywhere in Australia, any of the major events on the Australian calendar. So, and it's part of the Ladies European Tour. So, yeah, absolutely. The Australian summer is always big for me. Just to try and pick up that first main win at home on Australian soil.
What about the year ahead? What are you looking to do? And you played in the British Open last year, is that right?
Yeah,
do you get another card back there this year?
So I haven't qualified for the British yet. these events will count towards that, so we can get in through the European Tour. I've played in, I think I've only missed maybe two British Opens since I've been on tour. But this year's a little bit of a, I can't guarantee anything at this stage this year. I've got conditional status on the LPGA. I needed probably two decent weeks over the last 2 weeks, and I've missed both cuts by one, so that's always a bit of a kick in the guts. But I'll play a combination of some ladies' European Tour events. I might go and play a Symetra Tour event here and there, and then see what events I get in.
A lot of ladies mentioned South Africa.
Yeah, they all go.
They were going to South Africa. Yeah. Is that part of the plan?
No, I won't go to South Africa. I'll play the next 3 weeks here.
Yep.
And then I'll have a couple of weeks off, and then I'll probably start in Morocco.
Now, we're having a chat with Rebecca Artis, who tees off, by the way, at 7.30, so I won't keep you much longer, but Coonabarra Brown girl, and I know your family, they're good listeners of the Big Sports Breakfast, and you're a New South Wales, Newcastle Knights supporter as well.
Yeah, Newcastle Knights girl. Grew up, you know, Coonabarra, small country town. Had a brother of mine, he come through the feeder system of the Knights, so that's probably why we've always been a Knights supporter. I've got four brothers. They're spread out around country towns in New South Wales, one down in Albury. But shout out to my brother in Narrabri, Luke. He's a big fan of yours, TK.
Oh, mine. Yeah. What about Lawrence?
He's only new on the show, but he's been listening to you over the years for a long time.
Oh, that's fantastic. Hey, look, we know you've got your routine you go through, and we've cut into that a little bit, although
the weather's easing maybe a little bit.
Look, actually, the forecast isn't too bad. Scoring harder or easier? The greens will be softer, which means you can attack the pin a bit more, right?
Yeah, generally, yeah. I always have a bit of a mindset when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Go. So see how we go.
There you go.
Rebecca, good country girl.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks so much for your time.
No worries.
Good luck with your routine that we've cut into a little bit.
That's
all right. And play well. Let's hope we're talking about you on Monday morning.
Perfect. Thank
Fendaki.
You.